The Ashbringer. A grainy pre-dawn dark. Early expressway traffic. Bleeding arterial taillights across gray water and its blue heart. Under Lemon Hill, grunts from Boathouse Row. Woodshop clunks. Young men's voices too loud for a day, exhaling into starless skies. Bad boys after keg night, hungover, push long skulls into the water and slice its marcelled run. A marbled peacock wake behind each stroke, and coxswain counting that muscled steadiness past the waterworks, Spring Garden Street Bridge, then Girard Avenue Bridge, where on the bank Aikens sketches Max Schmidt in a single skull. His light like this, tinfoil blue, where the crews sweat off last night's lost time, but won't row too far north to river canals, Manayunk Reach, its towpath, mules and barges and anthracite from Point Carbon to feed stoves and bessemers in Harrisburg, Pittsburgh. Downriver, behind the boats and finny tracks, League Island, where cheats and pimply teens parked and tricked fingers through nipple hairs, satiny tufts, the shut-down Navy Yard, once staggering shore leave for so many thousands dead, how many more since, in the rivers, of the rivers, like the girl at a bend near the museum gazebo. She tips a throw of ashes from a brassy urn. Kneeling, not pious, just there, slanting her head as if to speak to the passing. Do it right. Shrug fine oars into the river. It takes so long to cast away so little left of kin or friend to Schuylkill, Delaware, Chesapeake, Atlantic. Someone she knew, walked gardens with, and must have loved.